Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Paul Engels. He is a digital marketing expert, and his marketing automation book is outstanding. I encourage you to, the Engels Report, I encourage you to check that out. Engels-inc.com, is that right?
That's me, yes.
All right, so check out his website there. We're talking about your experiment, so to speak, on LinkedIn, and talk to us now about how to leverage LinkedIn, the whole LinkedIn experience, because that's what it's all about. I mean, for most folks, LinkedIn is their professional syndication, so to speak. It's their platform professionally for reaching out and touching the world, right?
That's absolutely right. So my theory is that everyone I want to meet, everyone who is likely to be my client, is connected to someone that I'm already connected to.
Right.
So all I have to do is reach out to the people that I'm connected to and put it out there that, mm-hmm. you know, I am looking for this kind of client. If you know someone who needs this kind of assistance with their business, I am here. And meanwhile, what can I do for you?
Mm-hmm.
And just really to pay it forward, to pay it first, and to invest in my network of people. Again, not with expectations that mm-hmm. they are going to hire me, because most of them can't. Most of them don't need what I offer. Too expensive, too big. All that, but they're connected to people who do need me.
But talking about what I call contribute first, contract second.
Absolutely, that's absolutely right.
Now, but I want to take this back. I want to go back a step.
Sure.
I've worked with sales organizations who we're trying to convert it from cold calling to what I call higher quality prospecting.
Yes.
And which is not cold calling, right? And
no.
anything but cold calling. And what I said to them was, wouldn't you feel stupid if you found out that you had a prospect list, a suspect list of names, and you instead of just dialing up each one of those, you went through the list, you saw that, you looked at the names, and you said, okay, is there anybody in my LinkedIn on LinkedIn that I'm part of, or anybody that I know is part of, that's connected to this person? And I said, wouldn't you feel stupid if you called somebody and burned a call because they didn't like you calling them, when you found out that this person was actually a direct connect to somebody you know, that you could have asked that person, can you introduce me?
Right. That's absolutely right.
Before you ever actually get to speak to the person you want to speak to, it's an amazing prospecting tool that replaces in a quality way cold calling.
Absolutely. You should not be cold calling anyone of any potential until you have done all the background work first, until you know the people that they know. And odds are you already know them.
Yeah.
I can say with certainty that all of my business has come from people that know people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
Mm-hmm. It's a powerful tool that a lot of people are using, but they're still not using it well or correctly or enough, any one of those combinations, right?
You know, and again, look how many people have reached out to you personally and offered to help you with your business.
Mm-hmm. Happens all the time.
In a genuine sort of way.
Happens all the time. But the thing is, though, is if you're going to help someone, you need to have some kind of a prior connection with them. I mean, if I don't even know you, don't send me an article you think I might like. You have to get you have to make a – that's the reason I went back a step, Paul.
Yeah.
You have to get connected so that you're on their radar screen in some form or fashion. And that's what that referral is for.
Right.
A LinkedIn referral.
What better way to be connected
mm-hmm.
than having a common connection think highly of you.
Right. LinkedIn is a referral engine, if you use it the right way, isn't it?
Yes. It's also a brand building engine where you can use it to build your own brand. You know, you can use it to create to syndicate your own programming to people you don't even know and have no other way of meeting, but it will work for you.
Mm-hmm. What else? How else are you using LinkedIn?
Well, you know, it has allowed me to meet companies that I've never even considered and learn about new technologies and learn about new processes, and that is informing my business. So I'm working on new technologies right now in my digital marketing space that are based on technologies that people have pitched me.
Mm.
I encourage people to pick up the phone and call me. They better have something good.
Mm-hmm.
But if they do have something good, I want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want my clients coming to me and saying, well, have you heard about this?
Right.
And it turns out it's someone I'm already connected to and I just haven't bothered
exactly.
to make the call.
Right. Yeah. But again, these are people that you're going to take their call because you know them, because you've had some kind of connection with them.
Right.
Or introduction.
Right.
Or past introduction. Okay, angles-inc.com.
That is me, yeah.
All right, so check out the website there, folks. Paul Angles and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Tell me the truth if you have to. Say what you see fit, but don't ask me why.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.